On paper, it made sense. Charge those climbing Mount Everest a deposit, which they got back if they didn't pick up on their descent, some of the rubbish littering the world's highest mountain. But Nepal has now abandoned the scheme, admitting it hasn't worked. The government says the system has done little to reduce the growing piles of waste at high-altitude camps, where monitoring has been limited and garbage continues to build up. The deposit will now be replaced with a non-refundable clean-up fee. Climbers are also being encouraged to shift to other lesser visited Himalayan peaks with free permits on offer in an effort to ease crowding, environmental damage and safety risks on Everest. Andrew Locke is the only Australian who's climbed all 14 mountains above 8,000 metres and he returns to Nepal regularly. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. Was this rubbish scheme, rubbish deposit scheme, ever going to work?
No, not really. I think for a couple of reasons. Firstly, the expeditions do tend to bring down what they can, but where humans go, rubbish does accumulate. But the scheme was unsupervised, so there was no one there checking if the rubbish was brought down, and therefore no one to say whether or not a climber met those requirements or not. And so the deposits were refunded because there was no one supervising the whole program.
Isn't there a willingness amongst climbers to clean up the mountain?
Well, generally speaking, I would say yes. Most climbers do try to bring down what they take up. What very few people realise, and because Everest has now become so commercialised and it's inexperienced climbers who are going up there, being led by guides and Sherpa support, the inexperienced climbers don't realise what the impact of that high altitude is. And while they may go up the mountain with the best of intentions of bringing the rubbish down, once they're affected by that altitude, it really does become a matter of survival and everything gets abandoned. In that desperation to get down the mountain.
So carrying 8 kilograms, as I think the request was, of rubbish with you, is it a matter of life and death?
Look, it shouldn't be if the expedition is managed appropriately and they have sufficient support staff to assist in carrying the loads down, and much of the rubbish does come down. But if it's a choice between getting off the mountain or carrying an extra few kilos, and every kilo matters up there, which might slow their descent, I'm sure there are some climbers who elect to leave the rubbish behind.
And, you know, we see some images sometimes. It looks, you know, like a garbage dump in parts. Does it actually feel like that if you're on Everest, or are we just seeing selective images?
I'm sure the images are selective, but certainly the camps that are being used now, the same camps are used year in, year out, and the mountain is certainly overwhelmed with the numbers of climbers being allowed to go to Mount Everest these days. So yes, rubbish does accumulate there. But as I say, well-managed expeditions really don't need to leave much behind, because if they have the team power, and it's the support climbers, the Sherpa staff, who are generally carrying the gear up the mountain, then they should have the same numbers of support staff to bring that gear back down again. But as I say, where people go, rubbish accumulates.
On Radio National Breakfast, my guest is Andrew Locke, a mountaineer and the only Australian who's climbed all 14 peaks in the world above 8,000 metres. But as we hear right now, you're currently in the Australian bush, I believe, seeing in the new year. Now, Andrew.
Yeah.
Nepal recently introduced free permits for other less visited peaks, the idea to encourage climbers away from Everest. Do you think that'll work?
Not really. The concept of getting mountaineers to travel to those lesser known peaks and lower altitude peaks, that appeals to climbers who genuinely love climbing and exploring. But there are fewer and fewer of those, and far more people who just want to climb Everest or the better known peaks, and who are willing to pay to be guided up rather than learning to climb. So they're not going to spend the time or money going to these less interesting, less known peaks when Everest is their goal. I think it's a great idea to open up those areas if it's well managed and not just a way of transferring the rubbish from one mountain to another.
A difficult and enduring problem with a mountain with a very enduring appeal. Andrew Locke, thank you so much for taking time out of the 1st of January to join us.
You're welcome.